We are on the air, and we are at the Fun Fly Zone at the very south end of Air Venture. There's a big way tower that says Ultralights and Rotorcraft, and just keep coming down. There's all kinds of exhibitors here, all kinds of new stuff this year. It's really incredible how much new stuff is popping up down here in this end of the field.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to come down here and walk through, and if you're a vendor, you usually don't get much time to walk through, but if you're a patron, you come down here, you walk through. There's new stuff every year. It's always great to talk to the vendors and the manufacturers and see what they've got that's cooking this year that wasn't here last year.
Now, Dennis, we're talking to Dennis Carley from Aerolite 103, and Aerolite 103 is a ultralight in the truest sense.
Yep.
Not a light sport, but we're back to the old 103,
back
part 103.
Part 103.
That's where the 103 comes from, the FAR, part 103. Just really quickly refresh our listeners on what exactly are the requirements to fly an ultralight.
Well, part 103 really doesn't have any specific requirements.
There are some limitations as to where you can fly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uncontrolled airspace, that's correct. You can't fly over densely populated areas. There's some speed restrictions on the machines themselves as far as how fast they can go full throttle level flight. There's some stall speed restrictions and weight restrictions on the airplanes to fall into that part 103.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how do they define densely populated?
Well, no specific definition for densely populated areas. It's kind of a common sense thing. If it's a major city or something that looks like there's a lot of people there, then that's considered densely populated.
Okay. Yeah, no sports stadiums for sure.
No
things
sports
like
stadiums.
That. Yeah, exactly. Or downtown metropolitan areas. But for out flying around treetop level like we're talking about, this is the perfect machine. And is this a single seat?
Single seat aircraft.
Because the ultralights have to be unless they're a train. Is that whole training thing still in existence that used to be?
We do training now in light sport aircraft, and it's sport pilot instructors who are instructors. Yeah, ultralight training.
It's evolved.
It's evolved.
Yeah, okay.
And then we got the next person we're going to be talking to is Paul Mather with a company called M Squared, and he makes a vehicle called the M Squared that is authorized to do flight training.
Oh, let's talk to him right now.
Yeah.
Paul, come on over.
Let's bring Paul in.
Paul, come on over and join the conversation. He's going to give you this headset and have a seat. Welcome to EA Radio. We're down here at the Fun Fly Zone. And
We got Paul Mather with us. Paul is one of our legendary figures down here. Paul has been a rock solid supporter of the ultralight area, the Fun Fly Zone here, in his participation. He owns a company called Paul M Squared, right?
M Squared Aircraft.
M Squared, and it goes back many, many years. And before he was his own company, M Squared, he was involved with Quicksilver.
Okay.
So the M Squared
is from Temecula, California.
Yep.
The M Squared actually looks like a Quicksilver.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
I don't want to insult you at all, Paul. I'm sorry, but when you look at it, it looks at a quintessential ultralight. Open frame, out in the open, type flying machine. So, anyways, we invited Paul in here because he factory builds his. He's complied with the ASTM consensus standards, and he sells ready-to-fly special light sport aircraft that somebody like a flight instructor could use for flight training of people to fly either
An Aerolite 103
fly an
or
Aerolite.
The,
be a great
or the EMG6.
Aircraft, or, EMG6
right,
yeah. Or light sport. I mean, you can get your sport pilot certificate flying in that aircraft.
So tell us about the airplane.
Yeah, the aircraft is an M Squared Breeze 2, side by side. It comes factory built, ready to fly, and it has a very large useful load. The two-stroke version, which is the 65 horsepower, it weighs 545 pounds empty, and it has a 1,320 pound gross.
Wow, that's impressive.
Carry 100 pounds of fuel. And then we have the larger version, which is the big brother of it, the XD, Breeze 2 XD, that utilizes the 80 and 100 horsepower 912 series. They weigh around the 645 mark, and so they're still got a very large lifting capability. The airplanes can be put on floats, and we utilize the full Lotus retract gear system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And for the training, of course, the SLSA, we have a complete training package that was FAA approved. So we have your setup as an instructor, you need to do your ground school, and we have the package.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very cool.
Just a quick, let's touch on cost. What
sure.
kind of cost range are
the,
you
The SLSA version, the lesser expensive Breeze with the two-stroke, runs $40,000.
$40,000 for factory-built, ready to fly.
Two-place aircraft.
Two-place special light sport aircraft. So we hear, you know, oh, light sport aircraft are too expensive. Not in the case of Paul's plane.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And, of course, the 912 upgrade runs you back up to about $55,000.
Okay.
That's merely the cost of the engine difference.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Those Rotax 912s are not cheap.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a good power plant.
That's a great power plant.
They are a little pricey, but, you know, you get what you pay for.
That's right.
It's a good motor.
That's right. How many of your aircraft are flying now?
Well, since I started in 1996, my 20th anniversary, we've got about 500 airplanes in the field.
Awesome, Paul.
20th anniversary. Yeah. Congratulations, man. Wow, I didn't realize that. That's so cool. 20 years as M Squared. Seemed like just yesterday when you were here.
Seems like we just started yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I know one of the really cool things about Oshkosh is they always see you flying off the runway. And I know down here in the Fun Fly Zone, exhibitors are allowed to do demonstration flights. So somebody who's interested in that particular aircraft, they can give them a ride, and they get a ride off this grass runway down here. So I know that's one of the great things. So you've probably given thousands of rides.
We have. Over the last 20 years, we average around 100 rides a year here. And you get in, you take them around, and we don't discriminate. You can be 3 years old or 80 years old. It doesn't matter. And the smile, the excitement on their face and during the flight. And now with all of the cell phones, and we always tell everybody, make sure you take your selfie, you know, while we're up. And all of those get posted, and
they're
all over.
The social media is driving everything nowadays.
It is.
From a sales perspective.
So, yeah, on a good day, we might give 20 rides in the morning and about 5 or 6 at night.
Okay.
You know, that's on the optimum day.
Tim, what is the schedule for that down here?
Yeah, they fly from 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
And then from 6:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m.
So we're taking a break during the middle of the day during the air show.
During the air show, we're shut down.
Sure.
We're totally shut down because of the airspace for the main air show. Yeah.
Yep. And then when the air show ends, everybody's hopping back in their machines here. And
the air show ends, everybody that's watching the air show needs to come to the south end of the field and the Fun Fly Zone line up along the grass. Do you know we got 6 sets of bleachers down here this
year? Oh, do you?
Oh, it's great. You can have a seat and watch the flying now.
That's awesome.
No longer standing on the rope.
You
can be comfortable sitting on a seat, and it's staggered seating, you know, so you can get up high. It's great now with the bleachers.
And especially with the west-facing sun, they get some great pictures, too.
That's awesome.
The general public can take some nice pictures.
So if somebody is interested in starting a school, a light sports school, for example, you have an entire package.
We do.
I want to be a light sports school. There's no light sports around me anywhere. You just set them up completely, right?
We do. We can set them up from scratch. We have the our training, which will check you out in the airplane. You become your instructor. We have the written materials for each flight, and it's a 20-lesson package.
Uh-huh.
And we can provide the SLSA aircraft and, of course, the backup and service. And like I say, being in business for 20 years, we've got multiple units out there doing that.
Yeah. And not only that, but, you know, we were talking to Brian Carpenter earlier. You can go to Brian Carpenter's short course and maintain, even though it's a factory-built airplane, maintain your own airplane, right?
Right, exactly.
So, yes.
Sign your own annuals off, the whole nine yards. Can you do that even if you're using it for training?
You can, yes, by going through the 120-hour repairman course. Then you get yourself a repairman with a maintenance rating certificate, and then you can sign off the annual condition inspection for an SLSA.
That's
like
correct.
Paul Mather's Breeze.
That's correct.
Paul, where is your company based?
Yeah, we're in Mobile, Alabama. Been there for 20 years.
Good flying weather down there.
It's wonderful almost year-round.
Yeah, do you got good weather? You said you can outfit your plane with floats. Do you got float flying going on
down
there?
Oh, yeah. We're only 4 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
So you have a ski and a float option on this airplane?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yep. And going down and flying over the Gulf and the white sandy beaches, it's just as good as Florida. We have a blast.
You know, I want to get back and just plug one thing about Paul. You know, he talked about a complete package he has available if somebody wants to do an instruction with this. I know one thing I saw you had here a couple of years ago, Paul, is you made a business case for a CFI to to buy one of your aircraft and put it online, and you laid out the dollars and cents in a spreadsheet format.
Yes.
Where somebody could actually see the business case, where it actually made sense, and you can make some money by doing instruction.
That's correct.
Starting out with a brand new airplane bought from
That's
you.
That's correct.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and we have that package available. People wonder, well, if it may not work for a $200,000 light sport.
No.
You can't write it off over that many years.
Right.
But on a $50,000 airplane, even the insurance, when it becomes a light sport, gets cut in half. We've done that test recently where we had an experimental amateur build and an SLSA. The SLSA was 50% of the insurance cost. Went from $1,600 down to $800 a year.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's for commercial use.
Yeah, and it depends. Some of that depends on the pilot. So if you're a low-time pilot, you're going to pay more. But for a seasoned pilot with a few thousand hours, it's a pretty good rate.
That's really cool. And making it more affordable for people to enjoy fun flying.
Yeah, that's correct.
So I'm kind of curious. Okay, you've trained a lot of people over the years. A new person that comes to you and you give them training, what's the average number of hours for an average person it takes them to solo?
Well, we've done over 60 students out of my little flight school we have there. And our average is 26 hours.
Okay? That's not bad.
Yeah, minimum is 20. So they usually want to practice a little bit, and then you got to practice for your check ride, maybe do an extra cross country.
Yeah.
And that builds their confidence. I think the average solo is between 10 and 12 hours.
About 10 hours to solo.
Yep, 10 hours to solo. And that's minimum time, you know. But we do have the registered syllabus that covers all the basics.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come. Dan Johnson's here too.
Cool. Hey,
so we're going to talk more light sports stuff. J. Machi, we're on the fly at down here at Ultralights, the Fun Fly Zone, as we call it now. You're listening to EA Radio.